Perfect. So good afternoon to everyone. Welcome to the European Data Warehouse webinar on the regulatory update focusing on the securitization regulation. I'm Marco Ngeben, I head business development and regulatory affairs, and I'm here with my colleague Irini Canoni. Today we are going to focus on particular on three topics. Well, the securitization regulation and the latest and greatest particularly the couple of publications from ESMA towards the end of January. And then we'll give you an update on the status of the application for the securitization repository in the UK and in Europe. And then we will focus, last but not least, on the regulatory reporting solution editor for the securitization regulation. Also, for your information, the presentations of today will be available on the website, and we have another webinar coming up on the 14th of March. This one is going to be focusing on the gap analysis that we are currently working on. So in terms of the securitization regulation, what is new is actually the new opinion that ESMA has published on its website regarding the disclosure requirements for the technical standards. And these have actually are focusing on three main areas. First and foremost, the calibration of the node data. You probably remember the criticism that was raised towards the end of the last year, particularly for ABCP. And so ESMA has actually revised quite importantly the number of node data options for the various templates, and specifically for the some specific fields within the templates. We have actually in the following slide more details about that. Then also ESMA has made certain adjustments to the reports of some certain fields. Or restructure some of the sections, for example, for the residential commercial real estate templates. For example, there's been a change into the definitions of the arrear balance. Last but not least, in terms of the opinion, which is quite a large document, there has been also a change in terms of the templates themselves, because ESMA has merged the inside information and the insignificant event templates, those both for ABCP and also for non-ABCP transactions. So that's another important change. But if you look at the following slide, slide number 5, you can see exactly here the number of the changes in terms of the node data. That was the major scope that ESMA was asked from the Commission to amend. And this is actually a slide which is within page 11 of the opinion. It's actually quite telling, because it divides also the type of the node data and distinguish them between the node data 1 to 4 and the ND5. And so you can see on the right column at the end, the amount of the additional node data fields that have been added with the option of the ND for each single template, or as I should better define, underlying exposure template, as according from ESMA. So as you can see here, then it starts from annex number 2 for residential real estate, so then moves on to the commercial real estate, then to the corporate, then the auto, then consumer, credit cards, leasing, and this esoteric asset class, and then also for non-performing ABCP underlying and non-ABCP investors report and ABCP investor report. So there have been quite a lot of changes. Given the amount of the changes and the detail, we are actually working on a detailed analysis regarding this, the differences between these templates as of the 21st of January and the one the existing ones from the European Central Bank. But on top of the opinion, ESMA has also published another very interesting document, which is focusing on the questions and answers that they've received through their standardized email address securitization at ESMA. These include technical issues on certain information and how to provide also clarification on how certain template fields needs to be filled in and how to comply with the different RTS and the ITS. So that's another recommended read in terms of what are probably the upcoming reporting requirements. Again, then, just taking a look from a timing perspective at the evolution of the templates, basically the mandate is now fully in Brussels, and in terms of the RTS related to the templates themselves, you can see now on this page where is basically the status of the process. So we are in the middle of the transition period, and also we are closing to the 26th of May European Parliament election deadline. So the reality of the matter is that not much or much time is left in Brussels in order to approve all the relevant RTS and ITS, including clearly the one that are related to the underlying templates. Here in this timeline, we actually include the situation where basically there is no objection, and this is a kind of best case scenario in case everything is approved, and then the availability will be made after a certain relatively short time period in the official journal of the European Union. So the reality is, if everything goes let's say well, and the Commission approves all the different RTS, then this should be potentially available around mid-May this year. So that's let's say the timeline that is included here for the templates. What about instead for the securitization repository registration? Is there any change there? Well, still also this RTS needs to be approved from the authorities in Brussels, and those actually are the ones that ESMA published earlier in the middle of November, precisely on the 12th of November. And so they include all the standards for a technical and functional perspective in order to register as a securitization repository. Again, this needs to be published into the official journal. And also the together with the, let's say, the technical requirements, ESMA also published RTS regarding the fees for the securitization repositories that are seeking to register with ESMA. So the whole package include two RTS for related to the securitization repository. So in terms of the timeline, and you can see that in the next slide, again, if everything goes smoothly, potentially the application could start towards the end of March, and therefore potentially the securitization repository could be in place towards probably June or July. But a question that is actually often asked to us is what happens in the absence of a securitization repository in order to comply with the securitization regulation? Well, there is an article, and specifically article 7.2, as we have here in the bottom part of the slide, and there are actually specific information that needs to be satisfied in the meanwhile, and I go through one of each of them. So first and foremost, there needs to be a well-functioning data quality control system for the repository, appropriate governance standards, operational risk evaluation, protection and integrity of the information ensured by specific systems, and last but not least, also the record of the information for the 5 years. So European Data Warehouse already complies with all these criteria, and so you could consider using and continue using European Data Warehouse for these purposes. But given the situation in the UK, and that's also the next slide, most recently European Network House has created in the UK a specific repository. It's called the European Data Warehouse Limited, and actually that will apply with the Financial Conduct Authority in the UK also to be a securitization repository. So we are in a sense running two parallel applications, one with London and one with the Paris authorities, as you can see from the specific slides. Interesting also the situation and the recommendation that was issued towards the end of January also from the Financial Conduct Authority that basically affects the reporting of private transactions with a specific form and specific information and template has been published from the Financial Conduct Authority on its website. This obligation came into force at the end of January. And in the following slide, actually, you can see what is the type of information that the FCA and the PRA, so the Bank of England, are asking in terms of private securitization transactions and the notification that they need to receive for new deals that are issued, new private deals that are issued in over the course of 2019. But the other important questions from a European Data Warehouse perspective is what are the tools and the products that European Data Warehouse has been developing and continue to update, taking into consideration this latest RTS and ITS. And so my colleague Irene will go through this solution more in detail.
Thank you, Marco. I will give you a brief overview and update on our regulatory reporting solution, which is called Editor. So our reporting solution is live since the 1st of January 2019, which happens also to be the date of the application of the securitization regulation. The Editor is a web-based application which is compliant with the securitization regulation during the transitional period, but it's also it will also be the phase of the repository once we are authorized by ESMA and the FCA in the EU and UK accordingly. So the actual editor allows the data providers to, of course, pre-screen, analyze, and upload loan-level data files. And we have many data quality checks. Currently, over 2,500 validation checks are embedded in editor. And one important feature is also the data quality tracking system, which is used for the communication of the data quality findings with the data providers, and it's now also integrated in our tool editor. In terms of the reporting regimes, as a Eurosystem designated repository, of course, issuers can use us to fulfill the European Central Bank eligibility requirements for their ABS transactions and ACC portfolios. Now, Editor is also compliant with the kind of fallback option, which is set out in the Article 7, Paragraph 2 of the Securitization Regulation. As Marco mentioned, our website and Editor more specifically meets all the criteria that are set out in this regulation. And of course, Marco mentioned earlier that we also plan to become a securitization repository, both in the EU and the UK, authorized by ESMA and the Financial Conduct Authorities, respectively. Now, finally, we're also in discussions with the Bank of England, and we are planning to offer also hosting services for issuers that want to meet their Bank of England eligibility requirements. We are happy to announce that we host the actual information of the first public securitization This is the new series of LANARC Master Trust. It's the series 2019-1. Clydesdale uses European Data Warehouse to actually fulfill their reporting obligations under the Article 7 of the Securitization Regulation. And you can find all the information currently in our tool editor. In editor, we do not only host the public deals, we also have developed a private area to cater to private transaction reporting. In the private area, the difference is that the access to the information is controlled by the data owner. So it's completely fully managed by the data owner, who is also responsible for authorizing the access to the data users. What is an advantage is that the same upload and download channels are used both in the public and private areas. So this is actually quite a seamless process for those who also use our editor for public transaction reporting. And now, and European Data Warehouse already offers testing facilities since the beginning of the year. This is a sandbox environment in editor where issuers can actually test, create test deals and also test some data. We offer this free access to editor for a limited period, and we also during that period provide you with data quality support. And the testing has already begun with the auto and RMBS templates that were published by ESMA on the 22nd of August. Now, as Marco mentioned also earlier, the revised templates that were published by ESMA on the 31st of January are currently under review, and we are planning to implement those changes in the system as soon as possible. Now, in terms of the full set of ESMA templates, these will be implemented as soon as the final XML schemas are published by ESMA on the ESMA website. Now, what's next? We are currently preparing this new detailed gap analysis between the European Central Bank loan level data templates and the revised templates that were actually published by ESMA on the 31st of January. Our next webinar on the 14th of March is focusing on this gap analysis. So if you're interested, we offer you a link to actually register, or of course you can always visit our website in the events page and you can register directly online. Thank you.
Thanks, Irene. So we are starting to receiving some questions. And the first question is, what about reporting for securitization? What are the reporting requirements for public securitization in the UK post Brexit? And the answer to that is that the European Data Warehouse has created this limited company, European Data Warehouse Limited, to cater for public transactions both pre and post Brexit. As for the other reporting requirements, at the moment in this transitional period, the CRA3 templates apply, and the templates that apply are basically the templates from the European Central Bank, and particularly the mandatory fields of the European Central Bank. I think that actually covers also the second question that was asked. Then I think we have another question regarding more specifically the thresholds, and in particular the no data thresholds. Irene, do you want to respond to that one?
People are wondering whether ESMA has published anything related to the no data thresholds. We understand that ESMA is currently working on this with the industry associations, getting feedback on these no data thresholds, and most likely will come out with something on the no data thresholds, in the coming months.
Yeah, then I think there is also another question with respect to the timing of the publication of the information into editor. The question is whether is it within 1 month from the issue of the notes? Is that the question is whether that is that interpretation correct?
So in the actual Article 7 of the securitization regulation, it specifies that the information on the documentation should be made available before pricing. The actual information on the data, which is referring to the underlying exposures and investor report, this should be made available on a quarterly basis and within 1 month after the interest payment on the notes. Of course, if you seek STS eligibility, there are some transparency criteria that requires you to also submit a loan level data file before the before pricing as well.
Yeah. Then we have another question which is focusing on first, when will all the new ESMA templates be available in editor?
Well, the final, as I mentioned earlier, with regards to the existing revised templates for auto and RMBS, we are working on these versions, the CSV versions, and we will make them available in editor in the next release, which is planned for the end of March. And in terms of the actual full set of ESMA templates for all asset classes, these will all become available and be implemented once the XML files are published by ESMA.
Perfect. I think that there might be some more questions coming, but anyway, I would encourage you to contact us through the general email address at enquiries@eurodw.eu in case you have specific questions or you would like to set up a call so that we can explain or we can set up a specific demonstration regarding the editor solution. Let's just maybe give it another minute if there are any more questions coming. No, it doesn't look like there are new questions. Actually, yes. What we will do actually at the European Underground House, as soon as we have some news coming from Brussels, we will set up a webinar and we'll keep you updated. But in any case, in terms of the scheduled webinar, the next coming up is at the same time on the 14th of March. That is going to be mainly focusing on the gap analysis. But given that the timing of the webinar is very close also to when potentially the RTS are applied, then it's very likely that we give you also, and hopefully we'll give you also an update from what has happened in Brussels. There is the last question. Is it already possible to upload the standardized investor report on the provisional editor website?
You can post this information, of course, on the actual as an unstructured document on the ESMA part of our application. And you can also test the version of the 22nd of August, which is already implemented there in terms of the structured format. But please do get in touch with us and we can actually guide you through this process and show you the possibilities you have in editor.
Perfect. So thank you very much. Thank you all to dialing in, and we'll continue keeping you updated with the latest from Brussels and from London.
Thank you.